So here we are again. This will be a new experience for you. This is yet another vehicle. This is the affectionately known as Little Green Truck with a Big Heart. So you know how when you're rushed and you're certain you've forgotten something and you're not sure, and you know, I just feel like I'm gonna get to work and then realized I left my pants at home or something like that. I am wearing my pants, that's okay. Anyway, so once again, I'm late. I am now back on my way to work once again. It's been a fairly exciting weekend for me. Lots happening. The Batgirl has gone to Hawaii. And, because she is typically unprepared, she did not know what her connecting flight number was, or where it was, what gate it was going from. So she got to LAX, thanks to me dropping her off at YVR, the Vancouver airport, in the pouring rain, on my day off. You're welcome, Batgirl. I'm just joking, I don't mind taking her. Anyway, so she gets to LAX, doesn't know, the plane's a little bit late, she doesn't know what the gate is. The people at the airline she flew in on told her to get on this bus, it'll take you to the place. She has no idea what the place is, so she gets on the bus, and then she texts me to say, I don't know where I'm going. What am I supposed to do? I don't know, I'm gonna be late for my flight. I look up for her, find out what flight, where her gate is, what terminal and gate and all the other stuff, so she knows where to go. And then she misses it, ultimately. Oh, my bright's on. She misses her connecting flight. Consequently, her luggage is obviously gone, because her luggage made the flight, but she didn't. And now she's all mopey because she's lost her luggage, which is probably waiting for her in Maui. And she has to stay at a hotel, and all these horrible things happen to her, because if she would have just been prepared and had the information, she could have walked 5 minutes and found the gate and been on the plane. And then I have to phone her friends and tell her, this is not going to make her fly. Don't go to the airport. People, she's an adult. Look after yourself. Okay, thank you. That was my rant. Oh, where'd you go? There you go. Sorry, I dropped you. So, the word is getting out about the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Archer gave me a mention on his show, apparently. I have not listened to it yet. But all of a sudden I have a few more followers on Twitter, which is Faye Driver, FEYDRIVER. That's my Twitter name, Faye Driver. Please feel free to follow me. So that's picking up. I got some listeners coming in, getting some comments, lots of people contacting me from various other podcasts. I'm still working on the website. I'm not completely happy with its layout. It is a WordPress blog, you know. Which is not bad, but it's a little bit, whatever.
But at least the feeds are working well. I'm excited to be accepted by iTunes. That's pretty cool. So the information is being disseminated. Soon, world domination. What else do I need to tell you? So I'm going back to work. I got my hair done. So I'm beautiful once again. And, I don't know. Oh, so you're probably wondering why I'm driving a little green truck with a big heart. And the reason is because I spent my weekend washing all the cars. I spent about 4 hours on the spy car. I spent 3 hours washing the Deliverator. So now they're all tucked away in bed, nice and clean. And because it's pouring like mad in Vancouver for the next 4 to 6 days... Not that I'm complaining about that, because we love Vancouver. Remember, the rain is just part of the Vancouver experience. You have to think positive. So I don't want them to get dirty. So I'm driving a little truck with a big heart. It's called Little Green Truck with a Big Heart because it's a Dodge Dakota, 1999. It is, however, got a V8 engine in it, and it's very powerful, quite fun to drive, but it is a truck after all, it's not a BMW, if you know what I'm saying. Listen to this rain, eh? So this poor truck has been stolen about 4 times. Well, officially stolen twice. After the first couple of times, we put a secret button on it so you cannot start it unless you know the secret. And so it's been attempted stolen twice and stolen twice successfully. So it's been through the ringer a little bit, but still pretty reliable. Good truck. I have the suspension is beefed up in this truck. It has an airbag suspension, so because I used to carry quite a bit of weight. We had a little camper that was about 1,500 pounds, and we used to tow a boat that was 5,000 pounds, which is the maximum, actually over the maximum towing limit for this vehicle, so I had to put the airbag suspension in to help it manage all the weight. But it's pretty nifty, like you can carry a lot of stuff, and because it's got such a good big engine in it, it will, it's able to tow that weight, no trouble. I also beefed up the brakes because, given that I was towing 5,000 pounds on a regular basis, so it's got some nice, good drilled and slotted front discs on it. And some high performance pads, brake pads, stuff like that. So, and it's a ride to drive because, of course, it's got quite a bit of power. It's got no weight in the back, and you can get some good power slides going. If you were into that kind of thing, because, you know, we do respect the law. And always want to be driving in a safe and responsible manner, children. So it looks like the rain has let up. So it's only raining where I live and not raining where I work. Oh. Keep going, people. Yellow light. There you go. Good job, everybody. Oh, we missed it. Oh, good job. Okay. Almost got creamed by a semi there because Mr. Lexus is too frickin' slow. IS350 my ass. Put the pedal down, buddy. That's what it's there for. Okay. No need to be getting upset. We have plenty of time to get to work. Anyway, I was saying there's a corner I have to take a left turn. It's across a lot of traffic, and if you don't jump on it when you get the brake in traffic, then you get stuck there, and sometimes you get lined up between 10 or 15 cars because they're too much of a pussy to get through the intersection. All right, this is sounding very ranty today, this podcast, so I better calm down. And I'm going to listen to Archer's show, because I've not listened to it yet. See what he said about me. All right, so thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. This is the Fey Driver. Oh, I got another green light. I got to get before it turns red. Oh, I missed it. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, goodbye.